Praise the Lord. Well, I want to read from Isaiah chapter 40 and Luke 24 and Acts 2. And I do want to say tonight that I'm going to have to leave a little bit quick right after we get into this altar service. But I'm definitely concerned about you young people, and it's my desire that this last night be a powerful night in your life. And that's what really matters right now in this service. I sure don't want to be a distraction if I have to leave, but I definitely want you all to get in and get all of God that you can get here tonight. Amen. Isaiah chapter 40. If you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word, and I want to just say I appreciate all these preachers that's here tonight. May the Lord bless you, and appreciate you being here. Isaiah 40 and verse 31, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles." And that's what I want to read there. Luke 24 and 49, Luke 24 and 49, Jesus says, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye," wait upon the Lord, "tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind." Came from heaven, came after they waited, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Amen. Let's just pray over this. I want to preach tonight on "It's Time to Get Off the Ground." Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I need your anointing. These young people need your anointing to pray. I'm praying you would bless us, unify us, give us a mighty outpouring of your Spirit. Lift us up, Lord, up into the heavenlies. Glorify your name, and I praise you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you noticed, Isaiah said, "They that wait will soar." And then in Luke 24, "Those that tarry have power from on high." Acts chapter 2, "There was a heavenly sound of a rushing mighty wind that came down, filled the house, and then filled the hearts with that power from on high." Isaiah used an eagle to describe the believers that waited upon the Lord and the nature that they would have. Now the pull of gravity's on an eagle, just like it is on a beagle. But an eagle can get above the mountains. An eagle can get above the clouds. An eagle can get above the trees. Because there's something within it that can overcome the pull of gravity. Amen. And I just want you to know, it's God's destiny for you young people to soar. It's not God's destiny for y'all to be earthbound spiritually. There's a pull on everybody. Everyone has a pull to the world. But there are some that have a power to overcome the pull of this world. And instead of being earthbound, they're soaring in the heavenlies. They have a power from heaven that fills them and changes their nature, and they're not worldly. They're heavenly people. Amen. They've waited and tarried and waited and tarried until God puts something inside of them that causes them to overcome the pull of this world. Jesus Christ did not want an earthbound church. He wanted a church with power from on high that could soar above and beyond the problems and the temptations and the trials of life. And so therefore he sent power from heaven, amen, so that the early church as well as the end time church could spread its wings, so to say, and overcome. I want to tell you, this is the last night of this youth camp. But this does not have to be the last service that you young people saw. You do not have to look back and say, boy, I'll tell you, it's so easy to go up into the heavenlies during youth camp. When you go home, you know what? It's still time for you to get off the ground. Amen. Believers were made to soar and not to be earthbound. And many live way below their privileges. Y'all probably heard that little, it's got to be a parable. I can't imagine it being true, but I've heard so many preachers tell it in one varying form of another. It's either a parable somebody made up, or it's an illustration some eternal security preacher made up. Because they don't, you know, they can lie and go to heaven, you know, in their mind. They really can't, but I mean, if you're an eternal security preacher, you can make up anything, can't you? But anyway, have y'all ever heard that story about that eagle egg that got put under a hen in the chicken house? Then that hen hatched that egg out, and hey man, I don't know how in the world that great big old eaglet got fed enough to grow up to be an eagle. But anyway, that's the story, you know. Y'all heard it? Have y'all heard something like that? Amen. And here's this eagle that's in a chicken yard. Amen. And it learns to scratch and eat worms just like a chicken does. And amen. And it learned to kind of flip and flop around like a chicken does. You know, a chicken has a little resistance to the pull of gravity. I mean, if you're chasing it, it can flap around, maybe get up to the fence post or something like that, but it just can't soar. And then one day, amen, one day an eagle passes over the chicken yard, a real eagle, amen, that's never been raised in the chicken yard, and it screams that eagle scream from the sky. And there was something that woke up in that eagle that was raised to be a chicken. Amen, and said, that's who I'm supposed to be. That's my nature right there. That, you know, I can't cluck like a chicken, but I sound like that up there. And it spread its wings and went beyond the fence post and went beyond the barn and went on up and probably found out that chicken's a whole lot better than worms. Amen. Praise God. May it came back to the chicken yard a little later. I don't know. Hey, I'm making up the story now, so I can do it any way I want to. Amen. I told you just a parable. I want to tell you right now, parable or whatever it was, there's a lot of young people that live way below your privileges. You were meant to soar into the spiritual heavenlies. You were not supposed to be just scratching around like a chicken. Amen. There's something powerful and dignified and mighty about you spiritually. If you're a child of God, God's destiny for every one of you girls is to soar above your temptations and your trials and your old hurts and wounds and things that's happened in the past that you can't hardly get over. But I'm going to tell you, God wants you to soar so high. Amen. It's almost microscopic. Amen. It's as if it could not ever be a mountain in your life. Amen. It's something very small. That's what God's wanting to do. He's wanting you to get over some of those things right there. He's wanting you boys, amen, to get so much power that you soar above your problems and the things that pulled you down year after year after you left the youth camp season, after you got out of the camp meeting season, after you got out of the time where you was in a heavenly atmosphere, and you're going through your normal routine and your normal life, whether it be public school or Christian school or wherever you're going this fall, I'll just tell you, there's going to be a pull on you, but there needs to be something inside of you that causes you to overcome the pull and soar. Hallelujah. Amen. I want your pastors, as you go back, or if you're still from this church, I want them to say something happened to our young people at youth camp, and they are not the same young people they used to be. They got off the ground. Amen. They got off the ground. They got up into the heavenlies. They're soaring in their worship. They're soaring in their prayer life. They don't have that same old bitter spirit they had. They don't have that same old worldly way about them. They come to church ready to have church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all believe that's possible? Amen. Now, y'all have heard that phrase, hadn't you? It didn't get off the ground. Y'all heard that, hadn't you? I mean, I looked it up and they said that started somewhere around the early 20th century. I wouldn't doubt that maybe with all those goofy ways that they's trying to invent airplanes. Y'all ever seen some of them pictures of those old airplanes that never got off the ground? I mean, some of them look silly. But at the same time, that phrase meant that it should have. It was planned to soar. It was planned to get off the ground. But whatever about the design or the weakness caused it to fail. Now, I don't want you to fail because you weren't designed to fail. Amen. A child of God is not designed to go down. They're designed to go up. Glory to God. Amen. And so I have to admit, there's been some times I preached messages that never got off the ground. This one may be one of them. But sometimes it's been my fault. Maybe I didn't pray through good enough. Maybe I didn't study good enough. And sometimes it's the church's fault. Hey, let's just get real, folks. Sometimes the church is not ready to have church. Amen. Sometimes the church is just not near anointed enough to have a hearing ear to what God's saying to them. Let's just get real. Amen. The fact is, I'll take the blame when it's my fault, but I'll tell you, sometimes I've been prayed through and on fire for God, and the church wasn't ready to say amen. I don't know if I could have bought amens, but at the same time, amen, it needs to get off the ground. It was designed to get off the ground. Amen. Somebody say, well, the song service never got off the ground. Why didn't it? It should have. Amen. Well, the choir never got off the ground. I'll tell you what, it should have got off the ground. Somebody should have been soaring by the end of the song. Hey man, I know we don't have a shout down every song or every sermon or whatever, but I'll tell you, there ought to be something heavenly about every service we have. Hey, well, that prayer didn't ever get off the ground. Why was it so pulled down? Why was it so earthbound? Why was the pull, amen, the downward pull greater than the upward pull? I'll tell you, God wants every one of us to have that heavenly pull. Amen. I'd like to change that to saying they got off to a flying start. Amen. Amen. Let's get off to a flying start. So I want to talk to y'all about some low-living Christians. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm not saying they're evil. They might eventually turn that way if they don't get off the ground a little bit, but they just don't soar. They just don't go up into the heights. Amen. Excuse me here. All It's amazing the stuff you learn at youth camp. Amen. This is a balloon. And you know what? It doesn't fall like a rock, does it? It has some resistance to the pull of gravity. Kind of floats. But you'll have to admit it needs help to stay off the ground. And I'm not against that. I think that everybody needs a little help sometimes. Help me while I preach. Hey, man, I've been there where that they helped me so good it pushed me right over and I wasn't preaching that good. But anyway, here it is. So everybody needs a little help. Sometimes there's people that's hurting. Sometimes there's bad news that's coming to a family. Sometimes there's just a demonic attack. Sometimes there's deep hurts and wounds in people's lives that they couldn't tell you. And you wouldn't want to hear it. It's too bad. And they bear it somewhat in a lonely way and they need a little help. Amen. But I'm talking about a certain experience here. I'm talking about a certain crippling experience where that, yeah, if we keep on helping you, you stay off the ground. And if we keep on encouraging you, you stay off the ground. But you know what? One of these days, you're going to have to grow up yourself. And you're going to have to get an experience that causes you to soar. Now listen, parents, you older folks that's still listening to me. Sometimes you got to do that with your children. There's a certain age group it has to be done. Stephen, come up here. Hey, man, Stephen's still, he's just 15 years old. So I still say to him, said, Stephen, you praying like you should? Yeah. What about it, Stephen? Are you reading your Bible? Stephen, I think you could have got into church just a little bit better. I'm going to tell you something. Woo! I'm going to tell you something, Stephen. You was talking too much in church. Amen. Come on, Stephen. Pay attention better. You know, parents got to do that sometimes. And none of you children that have a parent that does that should get resentful. You ought to be thankful. And every young person that wishes they had a parent like that, I want to tell you, God can put somebody in your life to help you in the times when you're down. You just ask God to help you, but He'll help you and give you grace. If nobody is in your life like that, God can still help you to keep your experience off the ground. Amen. Sometimes you need to do that with a new convert. A pastor has to do that to a new convert. Amen. And try to help them. One of you girls, come on up here. How about you? Come on up here. And here's a new convert. And you play just like me and Stephen did. All right, now, you got to keep on coming to church. Just be a little more faithful. You know, you can't just miss church forever, a little toothache, headache, and whatever. You know, God may heal you if you come to church. Come on now. Amen. And you got to stay encouraged now. Don't get discouraged. We don't understand everything. You know, and what'd you say there? Well, I don't know if Adam had a belly button or not. But, you know, young converts ask strange questions, you know. Probably didn't have a belly button. And you want to know why we preach against women, you know, cutting their hair? It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. That's why. You know that little crowd you're hanging around with, they're kind of rough crowd right there. I tell you, you got to kind of be a little. And that boy, don't you ever even look at that boy there. You know, sometimes you got to help new converts. I mean, it just, that's the way it is. But, hey man, I hope you understand me when I need some more balloons here. Amen. Come on, Stephen.
I got hot air.
Yeah, let's have several balloons here. Amen. Come on here. Let me look at my notes for just a little bit, see if I'm missing something. But there's things that you got to do to keep people encouraged. And pastors, Pastors, I want you, now all you fellas, I need everybody here with these balloons. Come on up here with me here just a little bit. I'm going to show y'all what it's like to pastor sometimes. Hey, man, come on up here. Come on up here. You come up here too. All you guys, I need everybody with a balloon. All right. All right. Now just me and you right now. All right. Raise your hands and praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, say hallelujah. Amen. Come on now. Let's get in a little bit better. You know, I got one guy. I might could keep him praising God in a church service. But let's add, you know, two more here. Okay, here we go. Come on now. Let's all get in and worship the Lord here. Let's praise God just a little bit better. And then let's add another one here just a little bit. Come on now. Come on now. Back to preacher just a little bit. Let's add another one here. Let's add and pretty soon, how can you keep this all off the ground? You can't do it. I mean, it's impossible. It's kind of like this. And some of them don't even. Just put them all down here on the ground. This is the way some services start. All right. We're fixing to have church. Y'all ready to have church? Well, it don't look like it, does it? That's pretty much the way some church services start. Amen. And I'll just tell you, I'm not saying people are lost, but sometimes people get used to coming to church, and unless their favorite singer sings or their preacher just does something just sensational, amen, they don't get off the ground. They have to have something special, something amazing. Come on now. Say amen. I want to ask you, would you raise your hands if they didn't say, everybody raise your hands and praise the Lord? Woo. Listen, folks, you weren't destined to be down there. And church services weren't destined to be down there. I realize there's some resistance there. I understand. But I also understand you were meant to go beyond that. There should be something within your nature. I understand younger people that you got to encourage. I also am going to tell you, a new convert needs some help. And somebody that's hurting or had some bad news. Listen, folks, I'm all for all of that. But I'm also going to tell you, the normal Christian life is not continually having to be pumped up, continually have to be, amen, prodded in some way. Amen. The normal Christian church service, amen, I'll just tell you the truth. Sometimes we don't get it just right. I understand that. I know that. Amen. Maybe sometimes there's some things that just don't go just right in a church service. But can you imagine Paul and Silas sitting there in the stocks and bonds there, backs beating wide open, and saying, I'll tell you, that piano player just can't get the right key tonight. I don't believe I'll get in at all. Hey, man, that drum player's way too faster, way too slow, or whatever. You know, people complain it's too hot, it's too cold. I'm just going to tell you, if you get the right thing inside of you, you can get above it. You can get beyond it. Hey, man, you can go above the mountains. You can go above the trees. There doesn't have to be anything that hinders you. And so I want three of y'all to pick up these balloons. And, you know, Jesus had a hard time. Sometimes when I'm pastoring, okay, you three come over here. It's Peter, James, and John right now. Amen. Here they are. And Jesus, they're trying to talk to them. Come on, pray that you enter not into temptation. Come on, boys. You need to pray. Temptation's coming. And this kind cometh out not but by fasting and prayer. Come on, boys. Amen. Don't rejoice. that you cast out devils. Rejoice that your name's written in the book of life. Come on, boys. Hey, listen, let's go preach to the Samaritans. What? You want to call fire down from heaven on them? You boys, you're the wrong spirit now. You got to get in the right spirit right now. Amen. And you're fighting over who's the greatest? Yeah. Whew. It'll wear a pastor out now. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you keep working with them, Sunday school teacher, youth leader, and pastor, one of them might preach a message where 3,000 people get saved. You never know. Amen. You keep on just a little bit and work with them just a little bit. You never know. They might pass up a lame man and say, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. After a while, it might catch on. And these boys might soar after a little while. Amen. Amen. Because that's what I'm talking about. Amen, this right here. Yeah, come out of there. Say, I'm not coming out. Let's see if I can get it out. Here. Woo. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Amen. All right, let's have church. Woo! Let's have church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here you got to pump and prime and sing the right song, the right speed. And hey, man, you got to do it just right over here. They've got it all together before they say the first prayer, before they sing the first verse. They've got something inside of them that rises above. Oh, that's what I'm talking about, folks. And young person, I'm just going to tell you, you don't have to just soar at a youth camp where they got a special youth camp preacher that does stuff with balloons. Amen. Amen. You don't have to go home and have the most fabulous of everything. You can get in because you prayed and an experience that filled your heart up. Amen. To where you soar. Amen. You can have church if nobody else has church. You can worship the Lord if nobody else worships the Lord. You can go, and if they say raise your hands and praise the Lord, you do it. If they don't, you still gonna have your hands raised up and your heart raised up and worshiping God. Amen. Oh, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you bad things won't happen. Yeah, their stuff might bother you a little bit. But if you get something inside of you, even if something bad happens, amen, the devil can't keep you down. Hallelujah. You're going to pray your way out. You're going to worship your way out. You're going to tarry. You, boy. Amen. Amen. You're going to tarry and pray and worship until you come out of that trial. Until you come out of that testing. That's what you're going to, because you got something inside of you that overcomes the pull of this world. Amen. No, it's not going to be holiness at youth camp and worldly when you go home after 2 or 3 weeks. Amen. It's holiness here. It's holiness there. It's not going to be worship God at youth camp and 2 or 3 weeks after you're home. Your hands are hanging down. Your voice is not raised. And you don't pray. It's still praying. It's still worshiping. You're going to get off the ground. You're going to praise God. Hallelujah. Whew. I want to tell you right now, Peter, James, and John went to the upper room. Amen. And I know Peter was scratching with the chickens just a few days before, denying his Lord. And I'm going to tell you, after he got filled with the Holy Ghost, whew, he overcame. And you can go home and go in your bedroom, and if you haven't received the Holy Ghost even after tonight, which I believe some will here tonight. Amen. But at the same time, if you go home, amen, you can get refilled with the Holy Ghost in your bedroom. You can get refilled with the Holy Ghost anywhere at your church service. And I'm also going to tell you, you can get baptized in the Holy Ghost as well. Amen. Wherever you want to rise above your problems and your testings and your... I know some of you young people have got hurts and wounds and disappointments. You've disappointed yourself. You've disappointed your God. Amen. But I will tell you, you can get above it. Peter got above it. He disappointed himself. He disappointed Christ. Amen. But I'll just tell you what, we don't think of Peter the failure. We think of Peter, the one that soared on the day of Pentecost and preached the gospel. You don't have to let your failure define you and pull you down. You don't have to let your past pull you down and the devil will tell you that's all you'll ever be. No, you can get something inside of you. It'll cause you to rise above it. How high could a service go? Amen. As high as whatever's inside of us. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, if we was at an outside tabernacle, I'd get to preaching on the coming of the Lord, and I'd set these balloons free because there's coming a time, amen, when Jesus Christ is going to blow the trumpet, and we're all going to go up. Hallelujah. I say to you right now that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin and sets us free from this world, and the power of the Holy Ghost comes down and fills us up so we can get above it. So we can rise above the pull of this world. Hallelujah. Could we all give the Lord a praise right now? Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. God don't want you to just resist the pull. He wants you to overcome the pull. I'm going to go back to normal here in a little bit. No. No. Spread your wings and fly. Hallelujah. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to go back to my normal time of praying. Listen, you need to increase your time of praying and in the Word of God, and you can come to church ready to have church. Could we all stand? Let's give God a praise right now. Let's give God a praise. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, I want you that need the baptism of the Holy Ghost to get ready to come up here. But some of y'all are just like I was. I prayed at a few youth camps. And I always went back to being somewhat earthbound. But that one youth camp when I was 15, where I went back and I got a prayer life, I started reading my Bible, is when things began to change. Even at that, if I skipped my Bible reading and praying, I started feeling that pull greater in my soul. And I want to preach to you. There's some young people right now. You're dreading to go home. We love you now. We're proud of the way you prayed around here. And God wants you to overcome. He wants you to soar just like the eagle. He wants you to get above it just like Peter and the rest of the church got above their failures and their weaknesses because it got filled with something that overcome the world. The first people that I'm giving this altar call for is people that's prayed and yet you're already feeling like when you go home, it's almost hopeless. You're going to go back to that old way of life. I want you to come up here and get full of God and turn your back on that old normal and the new normal is going to be soaring. Amen. Come on up here. God bless you, honey. Anybody else? The devil's already told you. Devil's already told you you'll never overcome. You're not going to get above or beyond what you've been. Amen. Come on. Anybody else? Yes, there's others. If you just admit it, come on. Hey, I want to overcome. I want to get up here. I want to get beyond and above. I want to soar when I go home. I want to go back to my church service. Anybody else? Anyone else? There's others that need to come. I'll change this here in just a moment. Amen. But if you're here, come on. Amen. Say, the devil's already been bothering me. You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to ruin your faith and make you feel as though what you got was not really powerful. What you have is not really that mighty. But I'm telling you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come on. Come on. You that need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I want you to come on up here. You can get filled with this. Is there anybody there to say, Brother Lloyd, I feel a call of God on my life to do something for the Lord, and I want the power of God to be able to do this work for the Lord? Would you come on up here? Come on up here right now. Come on, step on out. Come up here. I feel like I need to do a work for God. Whatever it is, you say, I want the power of God to enable me to soar when I get home. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to tell you, God didn't make you to be defeated and earthbound. He made you to be an overcomer. Hallelujah. Amen. Everyone that would come on up here, God can fill you up. God can give you power. God can give you strength.